The pull is greatly reduced, the pull to label everything immediately. When you sense, when you're in the background, the presence that you are, entire being that you are, and you sense that as the presence, and then you perceive, then the need to label is hardly there. You still occasionally little thoughts may drift in and out, that's okay. But to a large extent, you will be able to be there as a higher intelligence, because that's what it is, the unconditioned intelligence, that is presence. And not be there as a little personalized entity that says me. No matter how intelligent, how developed my mind is, you're still a little egoic me wanting something or fearing something. And so that is particularly when you meet human beings, because we've been talking about being present with nature, being present with a tree and a flower, and look without needing to call it anything, unless you have to say something to someone. But in the act of perception, there's the background of aware stillness. And that's relatively easy. Nature is not actively thinking, it's not conducive to thought. Becomes more difficult when you meet humans, because most humans are noisy minds. That's who they think they are. They're walking around with noisy minds. And immediately it's very challenging to meet another human being, because you're meeting, in most cases, an egoic entity. They don't know who they are. They think they are their story. And they think they need this and that to fulfill themselves. And they fear all kinds of things. And they interpret you through the eyes of their conditioning. And so in the interaction with humans, it's essential to be there as presence and not as a labeling mind. And so if you can sense the inner body, when you're facing another human being, somebody you've never met before, somebody you know already, doesn't matter. Somebody you're meeting very briefly, and there's a moment in which perhaps you ask, can you tell me where such and such a street is? You're stopping a stranger in the street. Can you tell me where such and such a street is? And he or she says, it's over there, they go that way. And there's a moment of perhaps 3 seconds in which you just look at him and you say thank you. In that looking, there was stillness, just, thank you. There was no judging. There was just a field of presence. That means you truly met another human being. You connected at a deeper level. And that is only possible when you are not lost or react to the world of form, the form of that person, which is either the person's body, or the person's external appearance, or the person's psychological form. And then you say, whatever, I don't like the way he spoke to me, or whatever, or I like, I don't. A space of no thought, a space of consciousness in the interaction. just looking or listening to what he or she says. But of course the awareness goes beyond the looking and the listening. There's actually a flow of energy between you. There's a totally different energy interaction that would be there when, in a normal interaction, would be mind energy, just two minds. And here you have very different frequency between two humans. It's peaceful, a peaceful, alive energy field that connects them, in which they momentarily become one. And even if the other human has no idea that what's going on, he or she may simply feel that you are, oh, such a, might later and say, oh, that's such a nice person. Because the human mind would then personalize it. In your presence, that human being felt suddenly free, not judged. Him or herself, a bit more than usual, felt, you didn't impose what normally humans impose on other humans. Similar to a dog or a cat, but better. And so they may even invite you for a cup of tea. Come home with me. I'd like to be around you. Well, they may not say that because the mind is fearful of true relationship. And depending what country you're in, when you meet a stranger, you will encounter varying degrees of protectiveness, self-protectiveness of the ego. In some countries it's more open. And this often has very simple causes, like how cold or warm it is. Because if in a cold country, generation and generation in a cold country become tight and there's tension in the body. They have to protect themselves, not only psychologically, but also physically. The two get mixed up. And so in some countries, you talk to a stranger at a bus stop, they take two steps backwards. He's talking to me, stranger. And there's a suspicion immediately, he wants something from me. Because that's the ego thinks in those terms, he wants something from me. Smiling, in some countries it's frowned upon. You're smiling at somebody. In some places where there's still a little bit less mind identification, they smile more. I had a friend from the Philippines, and she came to England for the first time when I was living there. And the first few days and weeks, she had great difficulties, because when she was walking along the street, she smiled at everybody. And she was quite good looking, so the car screeched into a halt. She said, come in. She didn't want to come in, she was just happy. So I had to tell her, you can't smile here. And that's meeting strangers, being theirs.